be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were chuffing with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Oh, what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace, peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. Gospel of the Lord. Sometimes it sounds impossible. Everyone who does not renounce his possessions cannot be my disciple. We should live, we should eat. So what does it mean? Well, the sense of poverty in the mind of Jesus doesn't mean you don't have anything. Enough is enough. Many times, human temptation is to have more and more and more. That's a problem. When you have more material goods, then you have less space for God. So, Jesus wants us to live down all the possession, even your father, your mother, your brother and sister, those who love them more than Jesus are not suitable to be his disciple. Many times when you try to do the will of God, some oppositions from around, perhaps from close relatives, or your wife, really your father, maybe your mother is opposing you. When you choose to do something right, but according to them, it's not yet good enough. So, in that sense, when we say our yes first to the will of God, even against your own ego, if you don't lose yourself, you can have the space for God. So all the time is not easy. But the main point is to do the will of God in every present moment, not thinking in the past what will be, no, what had happened already passed. Jesus expects every present moment you do well the will of God the Father. At this time, you pay attention for staying in the Mass. That's good enough for you. Many times we're distracted. Many times all the Mass, when we say the prayers, still we think about what we'll be doing this afternoon, where I'm going to do. All these things distract us. So if you want to be living the will of God, leave everything. So this is a simple way. The will of God is important. The only the present moment we can live well, the will of God, not the past, either the future.